SBS Radio.
Preparation for Passover involves making sure that we do not have chametz visible in our homes, that we either lock it up, sell it customarily, and that we buy what we need for our Seder, all the special ingredients for our Seder and for the whole week of Pesach.
Well, the Seder night, or I should say Seder nights overseas, because outside Israel we've got two Seder nights, are very important, very significant for Pesach. Can you please tell us about it? What is happening in the Seder?
Well, the Seder is comprised of various mitzvot, such as having four cups of wine, eating a certain amount of matzah, preferably shmura matzah on the Seder night, having an amount of maror, and obviously having the afikoman as well, the sandwich of Hillel. But predominantly and most important that we shouldn't forget is that the Seder is about family. It is about our children, and it is about talking to our children, engaging with our children, and allowing them and giving them the opportunity to ask whatever questions they have around the birth of our nation and around being Jewish.
Rebbetzin Shapiro, we are 3,300 plus after the Exodus from Egypt, and we read the Haggadah that tells the story of the redemption, of the story of the Exodus. And I know that my parents, grandparents, great-great-parents, and hundreds of years ago, they read the same text. Is it still relevant today in 2019?
Of course, Nitza, absolutely. As relevant as it was 3,000 years ago, obviously we're not leaving Egypt physically per se, but the principle of redemption, the principle of liberation, the principle of transforming ourselves from all of that which holds us back and restrains us is equally relevant on a spiritual level. And of course, the recognition that just like Hashem took us out of Egypt, He will always help the Jewish people. Am Yisrael Chai, we will always be around. And it's a miracle. Our survival is still a miracle.
It is. And the Haggadah, actually, from what I understand, when you read the Haggadah, you can actually see that Jewish history through the generations, b'chol dor v'dor kamim aleinu l'chaloteinu, every generation we've got a new enemy.
That's correct.
But at the end of the Haggadah, we say l'shana ba b'Yerushalayim. We are still waiting for the redemption.
That's correct. That is right. And please God, may He come very, very soon, the ultimate redemption of Mashiach. But certainly, this is the Jewish way of thinking, that we always look to the future. We always look for hope. We always look for a positive. So this is how we operate. And we always pray to Hashem that He will ultimately redeem us in the fullest sense.
Can you tell us about the concept of slavery to freedom?
I think that when we speak about relevance, we are all slaves on some level. We're slaves, people are slaves to, could be money, it could be addictions, it could be unhealthy relationships, it could be patterns that we're stuck in. So everybody has their own personal inner point of slavery, and it is really a period of time, especially on Pesach, where we think about releasing ourselves from those chains of personal slavery and really growing and trying to find a place of freedom within ourselves to be able to move forward from those aspects of our lives that are holding us back. So for everyone, for each person, it's something different, and every person will think about their own personal circumstances on Seder night when we focus on liberation.
We are talking to Rebbetzin Fruma Shapira from Chabad North Shore, and we are talking about Passover, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. We all know about eating matzot during Pesach. What is the significance?
Nitza, matzah is traditionally eaten at the Pesach Seder and throughout Pesach, because when the Jews left Egypt, they left in haste, and tradition tells us that they did not have time fully allow their bread to rise, and they all left with matzah. And so we remember this, but on a spiritual level, being that it is a time of growth and it is a time of liberation and redemption, in order for a person to grow within themselves and to go out of their restrictions, they need to have humility. And matza being flat and not risen, like arrogance, represents that humility. So on Pesach, we focus on having the humility within ourselves to be able to live a more free life, a life with less restrictions and less complications. So we need to remember to be humble to be able to do that.
And it's interesting how the Passover's food, and I think lots of food that we eat during the Jewish festival, have so much symbolism behind them. For example, on Leila Seder, we have maror, we have charoset. What's the symbolism there?
Well, the maror is the bitterness that the Jews experienced when they were in Egypt. And we remember that bitterness. And again, sometimes in order to grow in life, we focus on what's not we think about what's not working in order to be able to figure out what can work. So of course, when there's bitterness, from bitterness often comes freedom and comes growth. So the maror, yes, it was the bitterness of the Jews, but from that bitterness came redemption and came freedom. And so we ask Hashem that all the difficulties and the challenges that we have in our life, ultimately, even though they may be challenging now, we ask him that we achieve a redemption and a positive outcome in the long run.
It is wonderful to know that actually our tradition is so positive, that you look at the positive side of everything.
Yep, that's what we do as Jews. We're focusing on our slavery, but in fact, we're really focusing on the freedom and the Lashana Haba B'Yerushalayim, because that's what we do as Jews. We like to be positive. We like to look at the positive outcome, and we like to look forward for a bright future.
And we are talking to Rebbetzin Fruma Shapira from Chabad North Shore. And Rebbetzin Shapira, you told me that you're having Seder Pesach, first one and second one, at Chabad, and you're inviting the community. Can you tell us more about it?
Yes, of course. We would love anyone and everybody who would like to share that Seder, either Seder, both Sederim with us, to please join us, contact the office, contact Chabad North Shore, because this is a special time for community to come together. It's a special time for Jews to come together. It's a special time for families to come together. And as we know, our motto at Chabad is, where every Jew is family. And when can you feel this the most? Obviously, on a Pesach Seder, that is an absolutely perfect occasion to really sense the family, the tradition, and the welcoming feeling within the community. So we really would love to have anybody, to please come and celebrate with us.
Rebbetzin Fruma Shapira, thank you so much, and Chag Sameach. sbs.com.au